Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox and we're here with you for the last time in 2018 before we clock over to a brand new year in just a couple of days' time. So it's always good at the end of the year, I think, to reflect on things that have happened, and I've looked back through at all of the concerts I've attended to and selected a few items which haven't been heard on the show previously. So all of this stuff is either stuff from concerts that I didn't feel could be included because of time, or just bits and bobs that have cropped up over the years that haven't found their way onto the show for whatever reason. In October, Robert Wolf made a return visit to the Worthing Wurlitzer after a break of about 20 years. So let's get the show underway with Robert live in concert with a medley of marches, beginning with High School Cadets.
Thank you.
Robert Wolf there at the Worthing Wurlitzer with a medley of marches including High School Cadets, Vienna Forever, and that old circus tune, Entry of the Gladiators. Well, this year I've seen lots of organs come on the scene and go off the scene, and it's always incredible for me to think that despite this being an incredibly niche interest and with dwindling audience numbers, around the country there seems to be new instruments and new installations popping up all over the place. Although the next track comes from an installation that's been there for some time, in more recent years, it's been rather sadly looked after. However, this all changed over the summer when Robert Rowley and his team came in to sort it out. I'm of course referring to the Freemanual Compton organ in the Summerlee Museum, just outside of Glasgow at Coatbridge. Robert has done a fabulous job of getting the Compton back up to Compton standards, and although there's one or two things that the museum would like to have added to their Compton, i.e. the reinstatement of the Mellotone and a Vox Humana, I think the beast sounds absolutely wonderful. Local Scottish organist Aaron Hawthorne, who's been very busy this year up and down the country, recorded a few tracks for me and I just haven't had time to feature them on the show, so I thought now would be a very good time to do just that. And so here to demonstrate the Compton in all its power and glory is that beautiful ballad from Les Misérables, Bring Him Home.
Thank you.
Darren Hawthorne there showing what you can do with Seven Ranks of Compton at the Summerlee Museum just outside of Glasgow. The organ, I believe, is open for practice, and anybody who pops into the museum can find out more about the Compton organ. Well, an old favourite of mine is the Towin Wurlitzer, and after a very long break of being there, I made the long journey on the train to Towin and got to catch up with my old friend John Smallwood and Keith Beckingham, who I'd heard a couple of times previously, and for a very long time I'd been talking to Keith about getting together to do a show, and it just so happened that Towin was to be the venue, and what better place, because of course Keith was playing organ interludes there when he was around 14 years old. The Wurlitzer is sounding as good as ever, and so is Keith, and I hope that you will agree in this next medley entitled Waltzing Round Europe, which includes Tulips from Amsterdam, Vienna, City of My Dreams, Wunderbar, Under the Bridges of Paris, and Wonderful Copenhagen. Thank you. Keith Beckingham there, reminiscing his Hammond days as a Europe sales rep, waltzing round Europe at the Tower in Wurlitzer, which I think sounds absolutely gorgeous. Well, many of you will know my close association with the Cinema Organ Society, and I've been very lucky this year to get around to each district and support all of the venues up and down the country. And so I'd like to dedicate the next three tracks to the individual districts. We'll start off with Len Rawl at the Troxy with a duo taken from his September concert, which includes The Girl from Corsica, which is beautifully haunting, and that old Sydney Torch standard favourite, The Bugle Call Rag. Then we go up to the Midlands, to the Fentham Hall Compton, where David Lobban is at the console with a beautiful ballad called Quiet Village. And finally, to end this trio of tracks, we go north to the Victoria Hall in Saltaire with Phil Kelsall at the console, and a medley of contrasts which I'll announce at the end.
Thank you.
Contrasting sounds there of the Cinema Organ Society's various districts and their organs. Len Rawl at the Troxy, David Lobbin at Fenton Hall, and finally Phil Kelsall at the Victoria Hall in Saltaire. And those songs, just in case you didn't know, those Blackpool favourites were Canadian Capers, Russian Rag, Butterflies in the Rain, and Wedding of the Painted Doll. And I think it's safe to say that the Blackpool style is certainly keeping alive all of those ditties that I think would have been lost if it wasn't for that particular style of playing the organ. So hats off to everybody there. Well, I think for me, the biggest piece of news of 2018 has been the sad retirement of John Mann after 60 plus years of entertainment, not only on the cinema organ, but his summer shows and practically everything else that he's done. He's got a story to tell and a wonderful entertainer that we shall miss greatly. So I thought to end this week's show, and indeed 2018, we would hark back a few months to the Pavilion in Bournemouth, which is where John played his last concert on a pipe organ. So now, here to introduce John, the man who's been putting on concerts at the Pavilion Bournemouth for more than 40 years, Christian Knighton.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. What a nice crowd for today. It's really great to welcome back today's organist. Our Mr. Entertainment first appeared here in the Pavilion in 1978. So after 40 years of organ shows here at the Pavilion, for one night only, the one and only John Mann. Feeling over me, I don't know what's wrong with me. And the doctor said, well, I shall have to give you a thorough examination, for which I shall have to ask you to remove all your clothes. And she said, oh, doctor, I couldn't possibly do that. He said, why ever not? She said, I'm so shy. But he said, I'm a medical man, I'm used to these things, darling. I said, I'll have to take your clothes off. So she said, well, if I've got to take all my clothes off, doctor, can we have the lights out? So he said, yes. So he went over to the corner of the room and he turned the lights out. And a little while later, a voice said, oh, doctor, I've taken off all my clothes. What shall I do with them? And the doctor said, put them in a neat pile on top of mine. Oh, dear. Let's get on with it. I'm going to play you some tunes first, just to sort of get me in the mood. Mind you, that's difficult now. I don't take Viagra anymore. Well, I do, but only to stop me rolling out of bed. I've got a selection of music which I'm going to play to you now, covering two composers. One is W.S. Gilbert and Sullivan, Arthur Sullivan, Sir Arthur Sullivan, and the other one is, of course, Ivor Novello. And I put the two together because I like both, but I didn't want to play one selection, you know, and the other, so I put them together, and it's surprising how the two composers do gel with each other. So this is a Sullivan Novello selection. It goes like this. Thank you.
There are others in Jericho. Time for me to give John a couple of things from us all here at the pavilion. Firstly, there's a very nice engraved plaque that you can see there. And that's from us all, and it says, John Mann, Mr. Entertainment, 29th of November 2018, Pavilion Theatre, Bournemouth, with our sincere thanks for all your concerts. Wishing you a long and happy retirement with Rock and Roll. Well known as Mr. Brighton as well, but I like to call him Mr. Bournemouth because he's been coming here in more recent years, but 40 years visiting here at the Pavilion, so that's nearly every year, so well done. Anyway, I'm sure John's got another one for us, and I'll relieve him of the flowers, and I'll see you all shortly. I've got one more thing. Damon Cox is here from Organist Encores, and he's got something else to give you as well, so I'll come relieve you of the flowers.
Oh, thank you.
I've surprised you, John, come all the way down from London to be here today. 5 years ago, I started an internet radio show called The Organist Encores, and since then, this man has given me countless support, enthusiasm, contribution, and many hours of musical happiness for all my listeners and myself. So this is a little something, a certificate for you to say thank you very much, John, for 5 years of all your hard work for us. It's wonderful.
I've had more retirement cards than I've had Christmas cards so far. Anyway, would you mind reading a bit of that? Thank you very much. Isn't this wonderful? I'm overcome with emotion. Quite overcome. Well, it has been a wonderful pleasure to be able to finish off my performances on this beautiful instrument here that I have played for so many years. I hadn't realised it, because it only seems like yesterday, and you know what a terrible day yesterday was. Let me just play you one more little piece, which I have been playing for such a long time, and it is always a lovely way. It's not my piece of music. We have to say it was the great Vera Lynn. Let me finish off with this song, and until we meet again, because I'm sure we will, and before I go and into the depths of the orchestra pit, leave you with this tune that goes like this.
His Eminence, Mr. Entertainment, Mr. Bryson, Mr. Bournemouth, whatever you want to call him, descending into the pit there with his signature tune, Sussex by the Sea. And John, we shall miss you very much. Please do enjoy your retirement, though. Enjoy the chance to put your feet up and do the things that you want to do. Well, that's it for 2018 and indeed this show. Thank you very much for all of your support over the last year. It's been really wonderful. So from John Leeming, Nigel Ogden and myself, we wish you all a very happy and prosperous new year. And I'll be back next week where we have the very best of British light music for you. So from me, take care and look after yourself.